Let's talk for just a minute about accessibility and obstacles, which is something you mentioned later on in your book. What changes would you most like to see in the future?
Well, it kind of depends on what state you live in as to how accessible things are truly. In California, I didn't run into much accessibility issues at all, although there were some. And now we live in Arizona, and it's not so bad either. But the things that come up, you know, for accessibility issues would be like we wanted to get some tickets to the baseball game. Now, you can go online, and you can buy your tickets and do all, you can do everything online if you want to and find a seat and pay your money and voila, print your ticket. But if you need a wheelchair seat, you have to wait and call somebody. And that's not a problem, except they're only open on certain days at certain times. So by the time that time rolls around, of course, you can see that maybe a lot of tickets are gone by then. That kind of stuff is still, you know, you feel like there's something of a barrier still there. But I don't see how that the planet can adjust and accommodate every single disability known to man. I just don't see how they can. And I believe that they've done very well in cases where you have, you know, if you go to a bathroom and you can get out of your chair, then there's really no barrier. But in a case like mine, you know, the chair is part of my world, part of my body. It can pretty much go anywhere. There are ramps, there are bathrooms, there are, you know, stadiums and courthouses and everything. They're really accessible for the most part.